It's billed as a community concert, but not many communities could bring together an orchestra of some of the country's most promising music students to perform under one of the world's most acclaimed conductors. Here at Santa Barbara's Granada Theater, the young musicians are rehearsing with the Los Angeles Philharmonic's Gustavo Dudamel for Saturday's Music Academy of the West Community Concert. While it's an incredible learning experience for the Academy students, the Venezuelan conductor says working with the young musicians also invigorates him.
I always keep my work with young people because this is my kind of connection with the energy, the real energy. It's fundamental for me. It's necessary. It's an element that I need to keep my energy and the freshness of doing music.
Dudamel first emerged on the international music scene in the early 2000s, winning a number of competitions. In 2007, he was named music director of the LA Philharmonic. Known for bringing cutting-edge music to audiences, he talks about the challenges of balancing popular works with new compositions.
In Los Angeles, we have a tradition of the new. If you don't challenge the people, they don't get used to the new things. If you stay, you know, with a repertoire because it's beautiful and because you like, you never will create that space with the new things, with the challenge that we have to do for the audience. When we play one concert here, I remember at the Granada Theater, our festival, Brahms Festival, that we were doing a new work with a Brahms symphony. It was a way to invite people to have the most traditional repertoire and listening to a completely new thing. Then you open that door.
He says they have 50 commissions to celebrate the LA Philharmonic's 100th anniversary in 2019. Dudamel has done everything from conducting for the Pope and at the Super Bowl to leading an orchestra for the soundtrack of one of the Star Wars movies. Despite his long track record, he's still a relative youngster in the classical music world with many conductors in their 50s and 60s. He says he loves everything about what he does, even rehearsals.
I have already gray hair. Every day you learn something new, you challenge yourself, you have a vision of what you want to do. Every time that I'm in front of an orchestra is a new chapter in your life. And I try to live the moment with the intensity, with the feeling that it will stay in me and that I will have that for life.
The conductor's relative youth and enthusiasm has been credited with helping to attract younger audiences. Dudamel says bringing classical music to more people is an important personal mission.
We have to clean, you know, a little bit the classical music from the elitist thing, from the routinary thing, the exclusive thing. Art is not that. Art is an element of the humanity to touch beauty, to create beauty. That is a right. That is a fundamental human right, you know, art. And we do with music. So if they feel, the people, that they own that, the approach will be different.
As Dudamel prepares for Saturday's Music Academy of the West Community Concert, he reflects on what he hopes that people take away from the events he conducts.
Well, that they have a good journey and they can take that feeling to their life. It's not only to play a concert and then you enjoy, you close your eyes and then you go back to real life. The message that we give stays in people and give a better feeling, a better spirit about life. And that is why we do music.
Saturday night's concert at the Santa Barbara Bowl has turned into the hottest ticket in town. The Music Academy of the West offered tickets for $10 each with kids for free, and it's a sellout. The concert involving more than 200 musicians is a tribute to the community for battling back from the recent fires and flood. While the Saturday night event is a sellout, if you don't have a ticket, you can catch Gustavo Dudamel in action Tuesday night when he will conduct the LA Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl. In Santa Barbara, Lance Zerosko, KCLU News.